CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. We welcome Rick Fisher to comment from the International Assessment and Strategy Center Learning of the advantages or disadvantages of a surveillance balloon at 60, 70, 80, 90,000 feet compared to a satellite in low Earth orbit or a U-2 plane about the same scale. A U-2 plane famous or infamous for the Cuban Missile Crisis, but before that there was the incident of a U-2 being brought down over the Soviet Union, leading to the disruption of diplomatic talks between the Eisenhower administration and Nikita Khrushchev. Rick, a very good day to you. What advantages, what disadvantages a balloon? Thank you.
John, the main advantage for the Chinese today to use this balloon and fly it across the continental United States is to spark fear. It has been a ghost that has been floating across the country, galvanizing attention, generating shock. This is what the Chinese want on the eve of Speaker McCarthy's visit to Taiwan. Any number of perceived provocations coming out of Taiwan. The balloon is also cheap. We shot it down. They can send scores of others. And the balloon also has a more ominous purpose. China has about at least five polar orbiting weather satellites. These weather satellites are also used to provide additional targeting information for nuclear intercontinental ballistic missiles. The balloon, in this instance, maneuvered over two American nuclear bases. Now, the balloon is useful because it's in the atmosphere and it can provide even more intimate weather data that is essential to target ICBM warheads. But it is also performs a redundancy. If we take down China's weather satellites, the balloons could be there to provide a secondary redundant targeting means. Of course, we can still shoot them down, but that won't stop the Chinese from using them.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, you've mentioned that the balloon was hovering over two Air Force bases that house intercontinental ballistic missiles, maybe three of them. Also, I understand that this balloon got very close to Offutt Air Force Base, Omaha, Nebraska, home of Strategic Command. What could they, and there are no missiles there. What can the Chinese learn by hovering over STRATCOM?
Well, Gordon, it's winter. Weather patterns, wind patterns change. There's snow, there's ice, and so the atmospheric density is also changing. Having even better data about those aspects of weather over these targets would be very useful to the People's Liberation Army rocket force targeting these American bases.
Rick, there's comment from Taiwan that balloons such as this have been over Taiwan this year, last year. We also have a report of a balloon, perhaps the same scale, over South America. Venezuela has denounced the United States. I believe the balloon went over Venezuela. This begins to sound routine or something new in China. Do they have data out of a balloon that's superior to anything they have from their weather satellites or their flybys?
Yeah, the balloon is closer. If they're after weather data, if they're after imagery data, being closer is better. The balloon has flown over Japan. It was sighted near the island of Kauai in Hawaii, host of an important missile test facility. It's flown over Port Blair in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, an important, very important strategic base for India. But, John, I think also important is that the balloon campaign is also a aspect of what China is doing to its neighbors. It's subjecting all of its neighbors to military harassment. Even Australia, last year, there were cruisers that sailed off the coast of Australia. This is also going to be happening to the United States. The balloon is a harbinger of aircraft carrier battle groups sailing off our Atlantic and Pacific coasts, a harbinger of bomber patrols east of Hawaii. This is all part of China's plan to impose its hegemony. First, it will try to scare us into submission, and if that doesn't work, then there are more kinetic alternatives.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Rick, on Saturday, the Biden administration shot down the balloon. What else should we be doing now?
Well, we need a real pivot, Gordon. We need a masterful pivot. And my vote is that we start a global campaign for reparations from the Chinese Communist regime for all of the individuals, all of the dear people, friends, family that have been killed by the China virus. Look, there's 6-7 million people worldwide. We need to generate a global campaign demanding that China do this. This is how we shift the political onus. This is how we make every coercive act by China even more despised and opposed as we go forward.
Rick, a detail here. At first, China explained from its foreign ministry that this was a meteorological device off course because of unusual wind pattern. And then it changed to a belligerent tone of "we will retaliate," suggesting that something changed in the Chinese thinking. As the puzzle here is, do you believe it was an accident at first for us to know this, or did they want us to know about it, Rick? Can you tell?
John, this was a deliberate provocation. This is what, and the Chinese are laughing to themselves. It was successful beyond belief. It concentrated the focus not just of commentators and pundits in Washington, but of people across this country. This is the kind of fear that they want to generate. And this is just the beginning of their multiple campaigns to do just that.
Gordon, we have 30 seconds.
Rick, there's some suggestion that balloons are hard to track by radar because they move so slowly. Is that true? And did we know about this balloon as it entered Alaskan airspace?
Apparently, yes, we did, Gordon. Our military apparently has known of 20 to 30 balloons that have been launched globally. So we can detect them, and as happened on Saturday, we can shoot them down.
Rick Fisher is a senior fellow at the International Assessment and Strategy Center and our balloon expert. Who knew we needed one? Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, writing at Gatestone Newsweek and The Hill. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly everything seems darker, less lively, and you lose your motivation to get out of bed.
If you struggle with depression, you're not alone. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, and no matter the time of year, it may affect your behavioral or physical ability to live a happy life.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you're going through, and we're here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental wellness.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.